I was shopping last week when I overheard two young, clean-cut white guys complaining about Black History Month. "I'm so tired of it," one of them said. "I mean, slavery was banned, people. What else have they had to gripe about?" The other guy chuckled and said, "Tell me about it." Now, at first, I was pretty irritated. But the more I thought about those guys, 20-somethings raised in the 90s in a culture plagued by historical amnesia, I realized they probably have no idea what Southern life before the Civil Rights Movement was like, even though, from a historical viewpoint, it was just a blink of an eye ago. Well, let this Southern-bred baby boomer tell you about it. When I was growing up, my South Carolina hometown was like thousands of other sleepy Southern burgs in the 1950s and 60s. I remember all the things associated with the region during that era. Homemade ice cream on a summer afternoon, wisteria's perfume wafting into the living room, and the dammed up creek near our house that was just right for swimming. But I also remember the Ku Klux Klan. The group had a mysterious but palpable presence in our town. I remember my father and I walking into the Small Fry, a takeout place that served wonderful hot dogs, and seeing pamphlets with KKK emblazoned on the front, stacked front and center on the counter. In 1957, the year of violence-plagued school integration in Little Rock, Arkansas, some South Carolina pastors published a small book of essays on race relations. One of those essays was by Claudia Sanders, chair of my county's library board, a doctor's wife, and a member of a venerable Charleston family. Not long after the book was published, a Ku Klux Klan bomb blew up half of the Sanders' stately home in the town's wealthiest residential area. Luckily, no one was hurt. Three suspects were arrested, but as was common in the South in those days, charges were dropped. Decades later, in 1998, in a used bookstore in the mountains, I ran across an old copy of the pastor's book, the only copy of it I've ever seen. I thumbed through it, searching for Claudia Sanders' essay, which, I thought, must have been pretty inflammatory to rile someone into bombing her home. Then I read it, and the realities of life in the South's version of happy days came rushing back. Mrs. Sanders' essay had merely made a very mild case for a gradual, voluntary integration of schools, argued from a Christian viewpoint that all men are my brothers. And for that, her home was bombed. So for those 220-somethings I overheard that day, and for anyone who doesn't already know it, there you have what the pre-Civil Rights Movement South was like. So repressive that even a respected, prosperous white woman risked being killed for publicly supporting school integration. Knowing how blacks and whites arrived at where we are today, and hearing stories of our common past, are just two of the many reasons Black History Month is a gift to all of us.